This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 3 for Daf Chavtes in Maseches Ksuvos. We're on Chavtes Amid Beis, a little bit more than halfway down, right next to Tosos Yasru. The second word on the line is La'afuke. So let's remind ourselves of the Mishnah. The Mishnah had a list of women, let's say a mamzeres or a host or a person's sister, and the Mishnah's chiddush was that there's even a case of payment of knas for violating these besulos. You pay knas 50 shekel to the father, even though these women are psulos, even though these women you're not permitted to marry. And the Mishnah says, nonetheless, you pay knas because we had the drasha that we ended with, besulos and hana'ara, altogether comes to include even women who are psulos. Comes the Gemara to say that not everyone agrees with our Mishnah. Ulafuke mehaitana. This halacha that we says we have sources in the Chumash that teach us that you pay knas even for violating girls, besulos, who are psulos, who you're not allowed to live with. So that excludes, that is not according in accordance with the opinion of the following Tanya. Disanya, as we learn in a Brisa, we'll have two Tanoim who speak about a similar issue in this Brisa. It says in the context of Ones, of rape, Volosihi el Isha, and to him she should be a wife. He's supposed to marry her. She wants to be married to him. He has an obligation to marry her. And Lo Yuchal Shalachal Kol Yamav, he can never divorce her. So what do you learn from that phrase, Losihi el Isha? Shimon Atimni Omer, Isha Sheyesh Bahavaya. Says Shimon HaTimni, the only woman for whom you pay knas is a woman where yesh bahavaya, where there's the potential of her being your wife. It's a woman, what does havaya mean? Where kitushin would take effect if you were mekadesh her. Take a look at Rashi. Yesh bahavaya, it's about 50 lines before the wide lines of Rashi. Says Rashi, Shbavaya, Shikidushin Tovsinba, where the Kidushin can take effect. A man goes over to his sister, let's say, he says, Hire Mikudeshals, he gives her a ring, it's in front of two Edim, it's meaningless. Prat lachoso, excludes someone's sister. Ulchol chayve krisos. Anytime there's a chi of krisos in that union, you cannot be mekadesh such a woman. The alfinim de kiddushin, shein kiddushin toasted by him. Kiddushin doesn't take effect. Beperek shlishi. Umash malei. So therefore, Shimon HaTimni says, it implies to him in the pasuk lashon that tihieh is lashon havayas kiddushin. It's a language of where the kiddushin can take effect. Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya, however, we'll see in a moment, is going to disagree. Rashi already tells you here. Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, mash malei tihyeh is a lashon of kiyum. It's not about whether kiddushin can take effect, kiddushin tofsin. It's about whether you're allowed to remain married to this woman. So looking back in the Brisa, says the Brisa now, after Shimon HaTimni, Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, Omer, you know when you pay knas? Where velo tihyeh leisha, you know what that comes to teach me? Isha haru'uya lakaima, a woman who you're permitted to live with, to continue living with. Either way, you look at the Mishnah, you're not allowed, let's say, a sister. So when it comes to a sister, so both opinions are really saying the same thing. There's no knas when you violate your sister. Why? A, according to Shimon ben Asya, kiddushin doesn't take effect when it comes to being mekadesh achoso. And according to that Shimon HaTimni, according to Shimon ben Asya, you're not allowed to marry, you're not allowed to stay married to your sister. So, of course, sister is excluded from knas, according to both of these Tanoim, against, of course, the Psak of the Mishnah. But, ask the Gemara Mai Benai, but what's the practical difference between these two opinions? So, Amar Rabbi Zera, Mamzeres, Unisina, Ikra Benayu. The obvious nafkamina would be whether a person violates a Mamzeres or an Asina who is a Besula, whether you pay Knas or not. How so? Lamanda Amar Yesh Bahavaya, according to the opinion that says you only pay Knas where Kiddushin could potentially take effect with this woman. Well, guess what? Here, Hanami, Yesh Bahavaya. Kiddushin would take effect. Now, you're not allowed to stay married to a Mamzeres. You're not allowed to be married to a Mamzeres. But if you're Mekadesh a Mamzeres, the Kiddushin are Tofsin. If so, according to Shimon HaTimni, is this an Isha Yesh Bahavaya? The answer is yes. So you pay Knas. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, is this a woman who's Ru'uya L'kaima? You're allowed to stay married to? The answer is no. So you would not pay Knas. So Lamanda Amar Ru'uya L'kaima, Ha'ena Ru'uya L'kaima. So that would be an Afkamina. So the Gemara says further, though, not so fast. That may be true according to the position which we follow. We mentioned this in the other shiurim. The position that Kiddushin aren't tofsin from Chayve Christos and Chayve Mises based it. You can't be Mekadesh your mother or your sister, Chayve Mises based, or your daughter, Chayve Mises based it. You can't be Mekadesh, Kiddushin doesn't take effect if you Mekadesh your sister. That's Chayve Christos. But according to Rabbi Akiva, Kiddushin doesn't even take effect with Chai ve'lavin, where it's a lo tase. So according to Rabbi Akiva, if you mekadesh a mamzeres, the kiddushin aren't tofsin. So that being the case, you don't have a nafkamina between Shimon Aptimni and Rav Shimon Menasya, because wherever there's no kanas for one, there's no kanas for the other. This is according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion. It says the Gemara now, Ula Rabbi Akiva da amar en kiddushin tofsin chai ve'lavin, where kiddushin aren't tofis even by lo tases, and there for Mamzeres and Usina, according to both of those, Tanoim would not have a payment of Knas, because A, Kiddushin wouldn't be Tofes, because it's like, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Chayve Lavin, and B, it's Einori Lekaima. So my Binayu, so what would then the Nafkamina be between Rabbi Shimon and Manasseh and Shinab Timi within the position of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that Kiddushin are not Tofes by Chayve Lavin? So the Gemara says, Iko Beinayu, Almana the Kohen Gadol, Kirabi Simoi. We have an Almana to a Kohen Gadol, where a Kohen Gadol violates an Almana who is a Besula. So they're from our marriage, still a Besula. So this is a case where, according to one position, Kiddushin are Tofes, even according to Rabbi Akiva, even though an Almana marrying Kohen Gadol is a Lav. We'll see in a moment why Kiddushin is still Tofes, so even according to Rabbi Akiva. This, by the way, would be true for a Grusha to a regular Kohen, to a Kohen Hedyet as we'll see. But you're not allowed to stay married to them. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon Menasya, there would not be Knas. So what does Rabbi Simoy say? Rabbi Simoy, design Rabbi Simoy Omer, Minakol Osa Rabbi Akiva Mamzerim. Rabbi Akiva says that a Mamzer comes from the union from all types. Chayve Mises Beistin, Chayve Krisos, and even Chayve Lavin, which is another way of saying that Kiddushin are not Tofes, or would not take effect by being Mekadesh, Chayve Krisos, Chayve Mises Beistin, Chayve Lavin, with the following exception. Chutz, Me'almano the Kohen Gadol. And as I said, even a Grusha to a Kohen Hedyot. Why is this an exception to the rule? It's Chayve Lavin. Why would you say that Kiddushin are Tofes? Shahare Amra Torah, lo yikach, v'lo yichalel. Don't take these women as a wife. And because I don't want you to defile. I don't want you to profane. Now, what does it mean to profane? A chalal, we know, is the child of a union between a Kohen Gadol and an Alman, or a Kohen Hedyot and a grusha. And what do we learn from there? Chilulin huose. Aha. What's the Torah coming to tell you? You know where the child is going to be from that union? He's going to be a chalal. But venos a mamzerin, but he's not going to be a mamzer. So we do have an exception to the rule, to the chayve lavin rule of Rabbi Akiva, where a mamzer would not be the result, and therefore kiddushin would be tofis. That being the case, if you have a kohen gadol who is, and this case of an almana, who's a besula, a nara besula, and he violates that girl. So the Gemara is saying, according to Shimon HaTimni, there is Havaya, Kiddushin does take effect, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore, there will be Knas. But according to Rabbi Shimon Menasya, since she's not Ru'uya L'Kaiman, I'll have to stay married to her, therefore there would not be Knas. Says the Gemara, hold on, but how about this? Ula Rabbi Yeshevav. But according to Rabbi Yeshevav, Damar, who said, Bo unitzavach al Akiva ben Yosef, let's yell and shout and protest against Rabbi Akiva. And what, why? Shaya Omer, kol she'ein lo bia b'Yisrael, havlad mamzer. He says, anytime you're not allowed to have bia with the woman, the child is a mamzer. Well, according to that, Now, my binayu. Now I can ask the question again. What would the nafka mina be between Shimon HaTimnin and Rabbi Shimon Menasya? What does he hold? So if you look at the last Rashi on the page, the last two Rashis, Bon Savach Alakiva ben Yosef Shemarbe Mamzerim Bisrael Chino. For no reason, he's making all these Mamzerim, not only from Chayve Misos and Chayve Krisos, which we know, but he adds on Chayve Lavin, and not only Chayve Lavin, but any time there's beer that's usher with a woman, the child's a Mamzer. Last Rashi, Shu Omer Kol Shein Lo Bia Bisa Habal Isha Shein Lo Baheter Bia. If you're not allowed to live with her, Havla Mamzer. So then Afilu Alman of the Kohen Gadol Nami. So according to Rabbi Shevav's understanding of Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva makes a mamzer from basically any bia that's not allowed, that's where there's a lav, where there's a lotase, including an almana to a Kohen Gadol, a grusha to a Kohen Hedyot, that kid's also a mamzer, and therefore Kiddushin are not toe-faced. So I'm back to the same question. What's the nafkamina between Shimon HaTimni, who says, Isha Sheish Bahavaya, that's where you pay kenas, and Rishon Menasseh who says Isha Reuya L'Kaima, and that's where you pay kenas. They're basically saying the same thing, because according to Rabbi Akiva, through the lens of Rabbi Yeshevav, it's the same thing. Whoever you're allowed to live with, Kiddushin takes effect, and whoever you're not allowed to live with, Kiddushin doesn't take effect, and the child's a mamzer. So what would the difference be? My Beinayu, Ika Beinayu, top of the next Amud. Yeah, there is an Afkamina. Chayve Ase Mitzri Vadomi. Aha, top Rashi. Besoch Shlosha Doros, within the first three generations. Dichsiv, Dor Shlishi Avolahem, Dor Sheni, Lo. V'lav Hava Mechlal Ase Ase. Ah, this is not a lav. This is an Ase. We mentioned this point. So within, before the first three generations, living with a Mitzri and an Adomi is not a lav. But it is a chayve ase. It's an ister ase. Oh, so that's not chayve lavin. So this is an example where I have a nafkamina, even according to Rabbi Yeshevav's version of Rabbi Akiva, that anytime there's a lav of bia together, you produce a mamzer, and the condition doesn't take effect. There is a nafkamina between our two tanoim, Shimon HaTimnin and Shimon Menasseh. How so? Because Chayve Ase of Mitzri and Adomi are examples where Kiddushin are toe-face, because it's not a lav. Kiddushin does take effect. The child of living with a Mitzri and Adomi within the first three generations is not a mamzer. And therefore, according to Shimon HaTimni, since there is Havaya, you pay knas if you violate that Nara. But according to Shimon Menasseh, since you're not allowed to live with them, it's an Isha that's not Ru'uya L'Kaima, there would not be knas. So the Gemara says, not so clear. After all, what did Rabbi Yeshevav say? Rabbi Yeshevav said that, any time there's an Isra of Bia B'Yisrael, the child is a mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, what did he mean by that? Did he mean that, well, you know, you, Rabbi Simoi, who made this point that Rabbi Akiva has an exception of Almana the Kohen Gadol, I'm coming to tell you that Almana to a Kohen Gadol is not an exception. If that's really what Rabbi Yeshevav had in mind, then this Gemara makes perfect sense. But if you take Rabbi Yeshevav alone, you take him independent of Rabbi Simoi, and you read his words literally, anytime there's no B.O.B. Israel, the kids of moms there, then that would include even Chayve Yase Mitzri Vadomi, that the kid would be a momzer called Rabbi Kiva. You're not allowed to have B.O. with them. And therefore, there would be no nafkamina anymore, because Kiddushu would not be toe-face, according to Rabbi Akiva, in Rabbi Yeshevah's understanding, and it would be an Isha that ain't a Ruli Kaima. So says the Gemara exactly that. Ha, Nichol Rabbi Yeshevah, Ila Afuki Mitamid Rabbi Simoi Kasi, then Shapir. If his purpose was to exclude Rabbi Simoi's opinion about Kohen Gadol to an almana and to say, nah, that's also a lav, then Rabbi Akiva would say, Kiddushin are not toe-face, and it's a mamzer, then everything would be fine. Then Chayve Aseim, it's Mitzri V'Adomi, would be a good nafkamina. But Eli Tami Denafshe Kamar. But if Rabbi Yeshevav is saying his own opinion and he's saying Kol She'ein Lo Bibi Yisrael Avlan Mamzer, then Afilu Chayvei Aseh would be included in that. The simple reading of Rabbi Yeshevav includes all of these things. And then we're back to square one. What would the nafka mita be between Shimon HaTimni and Rishimon Manasseh? Isha She'esh Bahavaya is exactly the same thing as an Isha that of an Isha Rui L'Kaima in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Whoever you're allowed to live with is where Kedushin are, Toface, and Kid is not a mamzer. And whoever you're not allowed to live with, wherever there's an Isra Bia, even if it's a Chai Ve'aseh, the child is a mamzer, and Kedushin are not Toface. So there'd be no nafkamina between those two positions. Says the Gemara, if that would be the case, Afilu Chai Ve'aseh, then my Benayu? So the answer is, Ika Benayu, Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. Bulu Kohen Gadol. So take a look at Rashi. Bulu Kohen Gadol about 8-9 lines into the thin lines. She'ein ba lav da almanos v'gerishin. There is no lav of an almano gerishin. A Kohen Gadol. So Kohen Gadol, you're right, is not allowed to marry a Grusha. Also can't marry an almana, but also has a positive commandment to marry a Besula. This woman is a Ba'ula. She's not an Almana. She was never married. She's not a Grusha. She was never married. Ela Aseh de Besula. The positive commandment, Aseh de Besula Yikach. Velo Ba'ula. And that teaches she can't be Ba'ula. Now, how does she, first of all, doesn't she become a Zona? So you're telling me she had Bia out of wedlock. So that the imtama yesh kan lav de zona, no. Lo ashka chantana da amar panu yabal apruya asa zona el Rabbi Elazar. It's only Rabbi Elazar who says that a single man who lives with a single woman turns the woman into a zona and she's usher to a kohen. These are real questions, shilas nowadays, whether we follow that position or not. But v'les ilchos of kavasei. So what is a zona? Vein zona el anavelis of pasula. A zona is where a woman has beer with someone who's pasul to her. Okay. Now. That's the case. So she's not a zona. So there's a positive commandment of a kohen marrying a besula. Now, who's this girl that this kohen gadol, who's a beula, violates? You can't be a beula because the whole halach of knas is only by a besula. So Rashi addresses that here. Uvavula shelo kedarka ari. You know how she became a beula? Shelo kedarka, an unnatural type of bia. Therefore, she's officially still a besula. The kedarka sule like a knas, and there'd be no knas anymore. So that is, this would be the case of Rabbi Akiva, where we'd have a nafkamina. Why? Is a Kohen Gadol allowed to live this Ba'ula? Is she Ru'uya L'Kayima? No. But is there Yesh Bahavai? Does Kiddushin take effect? Yes. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree. Why? Umayshna Dahave, why is this different? Dahave Le'ase She'no Shava Bakol. Because it's an Aseh that's not no egg by everybody. Look at Rashi. Umayshna in the middle of the lines. Umayshna Hayase Mishar Aseh Demode Be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is mode by other Asehs according to this second understanding of Rabbi Yeshev of Mitzvah Adomi, that Kiddushin aren't toe-faced by Mitzvah Adomi, the first three generations, the kids of moms there. So why should this case of a Kohen Gadol to a Ba'ula be different? Tahave le'aseh she'no sheva bakol, she'no noeg ele b'kohen gadol, aval aseh de mitzvah adomi is noeg b'chol hakol. So number one, it's an aseh, but number two, it's an aseh that's not sheva bakol. Last line, Amar Rav Chista, hakol modim b'ba'al anida she'meshalem knas. But everyone agrees, Shimon HaTimni or Shimon Manasseh, if a man, you have a girl, she's a nida, she's a nara, and that's a chiyuv krisus, if you live with the nida, doesn't matter. You pay knas anyway. Why? We know in Nida, although there's Chiyuv Krisos, there's a Kiddushin takes effect. We have a Chupas Nida. She's in a different category completely, even though there's a Chiyuv Kares. And Lamanda Amarui Lekaima, Hanamarui Lekaima. And according to the second opinion, she is Rui Lekaima, allowed to live with Nida, allowed to stay married to Nida. And therefore, everyone would agree that there would be payment of Knas where a man violates a Nara, who is a Besula, who is a Nida.